It's a day of inspiration here on MyFM. Today I'm joined by Executive Director of Community Living Lennox and Addington, Barb Fabius. Barb, thank you so much for joining me today. Can we start off with you telling me a bit about how you got involved with community living?
Yes, for sure, Emily. While I was studying at Lakehead University in Thunder Bay, so quick math we don't want to do, but that was back in the early 80s. I became a volunteer with the local community living association in Thunder Bay with a friend who was organizing winter activities, cross-country skiing, for example, with individuals from the local association. Then with my phys ed and recreation background, I started working in the field as a part-time worker, and then I kind of went along to various organizations in Ontario, and I did different roles and kind of climbed up the ladder from there.
Now, with all of your work with community living, what's something that you get out of it?
I think if I'm looking at saying the most rewarding experience is that you really get a sense of gratitude. And with that, you get to be able to see that how you can contribute and helping and striving to make a difference in someone's life and just, you know, lives that you can touch with doing this work. Even when you are in senior management, as myself, I say to my staff, senior staff, as well as frontline staff, that if I don't get to have a sense of what folks are needing and be able to help them achieve those needs and goals, then I'm not doing my job. And so, I try to lead by example in making decisions and helping folks make decisions with my staff, that we've got to be reminded that the reason why we are here is because we need to be looking towards improving the lives of those people that we provide support to.
Do you have an accomplishment that you are most proud of?
Well, when I look at that, I could probably tell you two, narrow down to two. I looked at that I've helped achieve a lot of people that come around myself, and it's important that you have a great support team. It's not just one person, it's a team effort from our fabulous frontline heroes who are working every day to an awesome management and men team. It's the importance of these groups of people coming together to achieve results, and particularly in this pandemic, that's been very important to see that that's been happening, and we've had some good, wonderful efforts from people. And then I guess the other one would be, I've been here for 20 years as executive director. And when I started, I had probably about 20 staff, a smaller budget. It's grown to 60 staff, obviously a larger budget. But the most important thing that we've been able to achieve, and I've been leading that progress, is we've been able to increase the number of programs in the area for individuals that require them.
And now, one last question. What's some advice for those wanting to give back to the community?
I think the advice that I would have is to say that doing this kind of work is good for the soul. To be able to give and to contribute and touching lives and hopefully improving lives in a meaningful way is nothing beats that. The best advice from somebody younger looking to get into this field, getting into this line of work as a career, is just to begin volunteering. And when you asked me a question earlier, that's kind of where I started as a volunteer, because you kind of got to get a sense of, is that something you might like to do, and see if that's a good fit for you.
Thank you very much, Barb, for joining me today. And thank you for all the work that you do with community living.